We're joined on the phone this morning by Bill Williams. He's going to talk to us a little bit this morning about an exhibit that he's put together called Remember Our Fallen, which will be available here for folks to see at the Atlantic High School coming up here in just a few days. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, very good. Thanks a lot. I understand you're very familiar with folks around Southwest Iowa here, having some roots in the area.
That's right. My parents grew up in Atlantic, and my late uncle, Tom Cuthrow, and then we grew up in Red Oak. That's where we live. So
real familiar with a lot of folks around here, and a lot of folks are going to get a chance to kind of catch up a little bit here. On February 18th, February 19th, there's going to be an exhibit, I guess it'll be on the 19th, that'll be here at the Atlantic High School, where folks will get a chance to see an exhibit that's Remember Our Fallen is the name of it. You and your wife put this together. Can you talk a little bit about what the exhibit is all about?
Absolutely. The exhibit is the pictures of the fallen from the state of Iowa in Iraq and Afghanistan. Our first exhibit was about 2.5 years ago. The Omaha World Herald did a story about Lonnie Ford, a school teacher in Pender, Nebraska, who had lost his son Joshua in Iraq in 2006. The story was about Lonnie's concern that his son would be forgotten. So Yvonne and I read the story, came up with the idea to create an exhibit of the pictures of the fallen, but we didn't want it to sit in a museum somewhere. We wanted it to travel from town to town. So that was our first one for Nebraska's fallen, and it's been on the road every week since January 2nd of 11 and is booked all the way through this year. And then about a year and a half ago, Bellevue University came to us and said, we like what you do. We want to sponsor other states. So Yvonne and I quit our jobs and formed Patriotic Productions, and now we do this full-time from home. And we have traveling exhibits for Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Colorado, Arizona, North Dakota, Kansas, Wisconsin, Oklahoma. We're working on Texas right now. But the Iowa exhibit has been on the road since May 1st of 11, all over the state, been seen by thousands, and we are just thrilled that it's coming to Atlantic.
Well, I know you've got some local sponsors here, the Atlantic Rotary, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, the Atlantic VFW, the Atlantic American Legion as well, all helping to sponsor this exhibit here locally. And I hear you mention Bellevue University, too. I remember within about the last year or so, I did an interview with the president at Bellevue University, and she and I talked about a book that they were working on. They were trying to collect stories, and there seems to be a lot of interest right now in putting together a lot of information, whether it be pictures or different stories and anecdotes about some of what people went through, whether it be families or some of the veterans and things that they've seen and had to experience here. There seems to be a lot of interest in that right now.
Well, there is, and that's a good thing. It's, you know, this isn't like World War II when everybody was involved, those serving and those on the home front, and the children collecting scrap metal and victory gardens, and so now there's just so few, 0.5% are serving. It's a volunteer force, and so unless somebody has a family member or knows somebody in the military, most folks just don't pay much attention to it. And so when these exhibits come to town, many times we're let into town by Patriot Guard riders or Legion riders, and there's usually an opening ceremony, which is what the folks at Atlantic High School are going to do on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. But it's just a good opportunity for people to take a few minutes to remember their sacrifice, because the exhibit is their military picture, but we also ask the families for their favorite personal picture. So you'll have a straight-ahead, unsmiling Marine, but then the inset picture is him with his 4-H calf when he was 10. So that's what brings the emotion to the exhibit, is the personal side of it.
How difficult was it to put this together?
Well, you can't take the list from the military, because they're usually it's not accurate. For example, someone can be... you know, they could have been stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas, but they're really from Kentucky. So Yvonne's job, and she spends hours doing this, is tracking down the families through the Internet. And then we send them out a letter explaining what it is and to make sure they feel comfortable that this is legitimate. There's no cost to them. And we ask them for the photos, and they'll send us or scan us the pictures. And that's the process, is to gather all those photos. And for the Texas exhibit, there are nearly 600 fallen, Jim, from the state of Texas. So it's a huge undertaking. The Iowa exhibit has 83, and it's 40 linear feet. Hmm. Well, the Texas exhibit, as I said, is 600 and will be 250 feet long. Wow. So our goal is to continue to do this and to do one for every state, and then all of these exhibits will travel the country in large arenas, and people would walk in. There'd be a state flag by each one, and they'd walk the oval to honor the fallen.
Well, sounds like quite a process. What kind of response do you get from families when you contact them at first about this? I'm sure you get a wide range of responses.
We do, because at first they're skeptical, because a lot of them have been hit with various scams and people, you know, trying to pretend like they're there to help, but they're taking advantage of them. So, but it's helped as we've done one state after another. Then all you have to do is check us out, and they know it's legitimate, and they feel comfortable, and it's endorsed by the VFW and the Legion, and so that's not a problem. But everybody, all these Gold Star families feel the same. Everyone's concern is that their loved ones will be forgotten. And so they're so thrilled that when it comes to a community and it sets up in the library or the city hall or the hospital lobby or the high school or whatever facility, and hundreds of people come, it's just, they're so touched by it. And that's what's neat, because when we finish a state, we have an unveiling, usually at the state capitol, and all the Gold Star families come, and they get to view it in private at first. And they're just so touched by it. And then many of them leave personal notes, and as these exhibits travel, like the Iowa one has been on the road so long, that there's clothing items, there's caps, there's personal notes about how they are missed and how much they were loved. And it's very... Yeah, it's good for students, and because they're mostly, and we all remember, quite self-absorbed. And for them to stop for a few minutes to think about these men and women not much older than they are, it's a positive thing.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody not much older than they are made a huge decision in their life that in some cases cost them their lives.
Well, absolutely, and they weren't drafted there. It's a volunteer force, and, you know, we have 9 states. And the 3 best for bookings are the Iowa, the Missouri, and the Nebraska. They have been on the road the longest and the most. And it says something about the people in those states that we keep getting calls and say, we'd like to have it to come to our town. And so we're very touched by the response, as are the Gold Star families.
Well, this is quite a project you and your wife have taken on. This is probably almost a never-ending project.
Well, it is, and like I say, we quit our jobs and we work out of the house, and we're together 24/7. And she actually tells people that I don't get on her nerves, but people who know us hear that and they laugh and they laugh.
Well, but you do get to get out a lot and spend a lot of time with folks who come to see those exhibits. That's got to be pretty rewarding.
Yeah, we do, and we give a 15-minute presentation about the fallen, and we're going to do that at Atlantic High School next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and the public is welcome to attend that. We do a PowerPoint on some of the fallen from the various states, and it's pretty emotional. So we hope folks will come to see the exhibit, and if they're available, please come to the program on Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
That's Tuesday, February 19th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Atlantic High School, and it will be open that time for the public to enjoy as well. They'll get a chance to come in and also absorb what's there for them, too, with the Remember Our Fallen exhibit. So is it a lot of time, Bill? Will folks expect to spend a lot of time there, or is it take a certain amount of time to go through all this?
No, it doesn't take long. I mean, if people, and I think the high school is okay with this, that folks can come anytime Tuesday through Friday. If they happen to be near the heist, if they want to stop in and see it, it can in 5 to 10 minutes they could spend time with it and see the photos and then there's biographical information on each of the fallen, and But it's something they should see, absolutely.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you going through all this good hard work, you and your wife, to put this together and then being good enough to share it with folks and take it all over. It's a great learning experience, as you say, especially for the young people who sometimes, you know, don't really see for what it is.
Exactly. And most young people, they don't pay attention to the news, and it's not in their world. And I've noticed, I've stood at high schools where the exhibit has been, and some kids, the bell will ring and they'll walk by it. It could be a display of hot pads, and they don't notice.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see what happens with a number of kids to stop and look at those faces. And it's particularly interesting in certain high schools where there's a lot of military, like with our Nebraska exhibit. When it's in Bellevue or Papillion, where there's a lot of military, it's a different matter there.
You bet. Well,
but,
you get a chance.
In some of the other high schools, it's different. But it's something they need to think about.
Giving them the chance to look directly, in photos, into the eyes of these folks, and realize it's not just the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. It's individuals that make that up.
Absolutely. And there, a lot of them are from states like around here, and they're patriotic, and they step up to serve, and we need to honor their sacrifice for sure.
Yes, we do, and we'll do that. Very good. Tuesday, again, 2 o'clock, this Tuesday, February 19th at the Atlantic High School is when that presentation will be held. And stop by if you'd like to check out the exhibit. Bill Williams, thanks a lot for your time and the continued success. Good luck with this project.
Been a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.